Well, we have a couple Sundays left with you all, and next week, Brother Dan Gill from Bearing Precious Seed will be presenting his ministry as well as be presenting from the Word, so we look forward to that. So that literally leaves us this Sunday and the following Sunday after next week there to share from the Word of God with you all, and I just want to certainly thank you for the privilege and opportunity that it has been to teach God's Word and for you to put up with me in some regard there and all of that. And I know that in instruction and teaching God's Word, I have not been perfect, or I'm not the greatest orator out there. I don't try to be. But I always stated that when we study God's Word, when we teach God's Word, one of the things for sure, it's never been about what some person has said up here, but how God utilizes what is said up here to speak to the heart what He needs to say to each one of us. That puts the power back in God's hands where it belongs. That puts the outcome and the results not in our hands, because quite frankly, each one of us, if that's the case, we're just going to mess it up, folks. We're just going to make mistakes along the way. Thanks be to God that in the midst of our failures and, quite frankly, our stupidity, God reigns triumphant over it all. God is transcendent to all, and that there can be a work done and accomplished even in spite of such failure in it all. I thank God for that. I thank God for the opportunity that I've had to declare His Word. And I hope that throughout the 5 years that we've been here, that in some way it has created a lasting impact and influence in your life that has encouraged you for the better and for the good. And as we get into our study today, it closely ties to all that I've just shared with you here. And once again, I've said in last week, as we've looked at this passage, many of us are familiar with John 14 here and what is said by our Lord that carries lasting, eternal comforts for not just the disciples here in this historical setting, but for every person that claims the name of Christ. It's encouraging to know that there is a promise given to us that is not contingent upon our actions or inactions, but is based solely upon the person and providence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that He has a place reserved for us, that we are heaven bound, that there is hope beyond this life, that there is a definitive, distinctive, unique purpose that is given to each one of us, that there is a sense of life that is offered to you and I that this world cannot compare to. And today, as we get into this study, once again, we're understanding our purpose and being in it all. And last week, we looked at that quest for reason. As our Lord states, "I am the way." It is that sense of the fact that He is the way that defines for us a clear understanding of direction for our lives, and that with that sense of direction, you and I have a sense of understanding and meaning for our lives. Quite frankly, as we look at this, one of the things we shared is that these statements, these declarations that our Lord makes here answers the cries of every human heart that has ever existed. All of us have searched for meaning in some way, some measure of fulfillment, something that gives us a sense of identity in it all. And all of us have wandered at some point in our lives looking for that one thing particular, whatever it may be, to give us that sense of identification, to give us that sense of association, to give us even a sense of expectation in it all. Isn't it wonderful that Christ makes this very statement that gives fulfillment and reason to each one of those things that our heart cries for? It is in Christ that we have our identity. It is in Christ that we have that sense of association, and that we are now part of the family of God. We can have a relationship with Him that is fulfilling and complete and perfect in every way. And it looks forward to the day when that relationship will be absolutely perfect. We will see Him face to face. We'll get to embrace the arms of our Lord and our Savior and our God. That this thing that we call faith will then be made whole. All the meaning that will transpire over ourselves at that point. Oh, the understanding that we will attain at that point. Because we will know Him even as we are known. Not only do we have a sense of meaning or reason or direction, but today we get into a clear sense of purpose. You know, I think about this whole concept of purpose, and every one of us wants to have a definitive purpose for our lives. It's true. That sense of purpose does tie and correlate to that sense of meaning, if you will. And all of us have tried to give ourselves certain purposes that bring us a sense of certain fulfillment. And I think, honestly, when we boil it down and we look at it more comprehensively, we find that these purposes that we apply to ourselves really tend to not give us a sense of fulfillment, give us a sense of distraction along the way, give us a sense of discouragement. Isn't it amazing some of the purposes that we give ourselves that we hold at such a high priority? Oh, that we have to make this much money in our job. Oh, that we have to have this big a house or this nice a house or these many cars or whatever it may be. You fill in the blank right there. And we tend to set these purposes in our lives at the highest priority. And when they are attained or accomplished in some way, we get to that point and we find out we're just as empty as we were when we started in it all. And there really isn't a genuine sense of fulfilling purpose. And the thing that you and I cry for in this walk of life is a clear sense of purpose. One of the interesting things you're going to notice here with this passage, and I've shared it already, that the statements that our Lord makes here don't carry just eternal connotation, but the earthly connotation as well. And I think it's so wonderful that Christ didn't exclude that. That He knew what we needed most was a hope beyond this life. But also, we need hope and help through this life, don't we? We do. And just as much as He is the way, He is also the truth. And watch this now this morning as I unfold this to you. Because it is the truth that gives us purpose. There is truth in the general paradigm of things that we can't avoid, that we can't distract or disconnect ourselves from. There is the truth. In essence, that Jesus Christ is who He says He is, that He is the truth, and there is nothing outside of Him that isn't truth in it all. But there's also a truth that as we look at that general truth of who God is, then we look at how that sense of truth pertains to the truth in our own personal lives. And we find that sense of correlation, and we find that sense of correspondence there. And when we do, when we do and realize that He is the truth, not just for all of creation, all of mankind, but for me personally, guess what? That gives me purpose for my life. Because He is the truth, I now have meaning, direction, and purpose for my life. It's funny, I was going to share this. It's funny the different things that we set as priority, even for our given days. We might make sure that the moment we wake up in the morning, oh, the first thing we do, if you're like me anyway, I can't really function until I get that first cup of coffee, quite honestly, with it all. So my first priority is to get the coffee pot going. I try sometimes to get it going the night before, set the alarm. Boy, it's such a sweet thing to wake up to that smell and that aroma of coffee, and that you can go out and you can just take that pot and just pour it into your cup and it's all prepared for you. Oh, we love that, you know. Or there's those things where we just have to sit down. And the first thing we go to, if you live in the technological framework of our day and age, where folks, most of us are not capable of functioning unless we have this on us, right? Unless we if we lose our phones, oh my goodness, we are lost completely, right? That's the day and age we live in, sadly enough. Isn't it pathetic in some ways? Many of us, we got to make sure that I post this dessert that I'm about to eat on Facebook, or else I have no meaning in life whatsoever. Isn't it funny, the different purposes that we put on our lives? That really, when they boil down, there's no real genuine legitimacy or purpose or value in them at all. Sometimes there can be. Most times they pull us away from that real purpose that we have. As I look at this clear sense of purpose, it is upon the heels of understanding the existence of God and who He is that brings not only definition to our lives, but also determines our sense of purpose in this world and for all eternity. Read that again for yourself. Really understand it. Let that sink in. It's understanding who God is that determines a sense of purpose for our lives, not just here on this earth, but for all of eternity. In addition to our cries of the heart for reason and meaning, God definitively lays out for each and every one of us an exact purpose for our lives. The key thing to hold on to is that this purpose does not just have earthly connotation, but eternal relevance. Too often, I find that most people are searching for not just a sense of meaning and reason to their lives, but also a significant purpose. Just as much as who we are will and does have eternal value to it, even so, what we are to do will carry celestial significance. Many Christians, and I've heard this so many times, go about their lives with this sort of immature or initial idea that, yep, I know God has a purpose for my life. Have you heard that being said before? Have you said it maybe yourself before? Yeah, I know I'm here for a reason. I know God's got a purpose. One of the sad things about that statement that I've seen over and over and over again is that it never moves beyond that. They will state, and maybe you or even I have been there at times where I think, yes, I got a purpose. God's got me here for some reason. But I don't know what it is. Folks, I do truly believe that if we're willing to seek God and to search Him with our whole heart, as the Word of God says, what happens? We will find Him. We will find a sense of purpose for our lives, a sense of meaning for our lives. What a sobering thought in my mind, folks, to see a life that has intrinsic, distinctive, definitive purpose to it, and never see it carried out or played out whatsoever. How sobering. How sad. You know, I've said this so many times in my life. I think the most beautiful place that we can be in, the most protected place that we can be in, is in the will of God. Right in the very center. Understanding that purpose that He has uniquely given to me, He has uniquely designed me for. To understand that, know that, and to be fulfilling it, folks. Isn't that awesome? I wouldn't be here today preaching before you if I didn't know what that was. My purpose is to preach the gospel. My purpose, I believe, is to be a shepherd, to be a pastor, to be a minister of the truth. I'm following the Lord, and I don't say that arrogantly. I say that thankfully in it all. I'm so glad that God has revealed not just Himself to us, but what He has for us, and that I can follow it and know that within that setting, within that context, that purpose is fulfilled, and I am fulfilled within the accomplishment and fulfillment of that purpose. So to go right to the end with all of this, in some ways, folks, where are you with all of that? Have you truly strived to discover what it is, the definitive, distinctive, genuine purpose that God has placed upon your life, and not just see what it is, but serve in that capacity as well? You know, one of the things I've encouraged some who have come here, and I will continue to encourage. You know, God moves people. He does. And when God moves people, it's for a reason. He brings people. He sends people away. He shifts all this around. And through the midst of it all, through the excitement and the disappointment, He is fulfilling His plan. Guess what? This whole thing is not about Faith Fellowship Church as much as we like to think it is. Or it's not about Dodgeville Community. This is about the kingdom of God that He has purposed in the very beginning and how all those things tie in and relate to that. Amen. This is not about making sure that some person or some position or some place is lifted up and exonerated and displayed. This is about God's kingdom furthered and advanced and fulfilled. How are we doing that? I tend to think that it's more not so much in the grand scheme of things, but in the small measures and moments that God gives us where we can serve Him in a unique way, in a particular circumstance that then paints a picture and paradigm that encompasses a more broader spect of fulfillment. How cool to see when we can impact one life, to see that when we can serve in a unique, designed way for God, and to see what comes as a result of it. That's beautiful, folks. Let me carry something here with all of this morning. Because there's a thought here that we allow subconsciously to creep in. That's not necessarily negative, it's just not correct in it all. The problem is many of us may discover what that purpose is in life for God. The problem is many of us might see that purpose and seek to fulfill it. And here's the issue. In a sense where they believe that by fulfilling it, that the consummation of God's purpose for me is fulfilled right then and there. Folks, it doesn't stop after we leave this world. God's sense of purpose for our lives here on this earth is introductory to the purpose that He has awaiting us one day. Do you believe that? Because guess what? Eternity is a whole lot longer than 80 plus years on this earth. And if there is a definitive purpose that God has given us here that carries great weight of importance, how much greater of importance will that purpose be in all of eternity? Wow. That's helped us stop and realize and maybe look at our purpose here is just the beginning in it all. It's not the end. It's the starting point, folks. Let me share something here with you. Many of us think that once we leave this life, the job and purpose that He has given us has ended, when in fact it is merely beginning. Our Lord speaks of Himself as being the way, and certainly He alludes to the fact that the only means by which we can attain our home in heaven is through Him. But our home in heaven with our Lord is not just a haven for us to enjoy. It is more importantly a place of supreme purpose. Our purpose in this life is truthfully an introduction into the purpose that He has for us with Him in all eternity. Now, I don't know about you, but you know, when I think about the fact that, oh great, I'm going to have more responsibility when I get to heaven, I don't get too excited right off the bat, you know? Because I'm thinking in my mind, oh, the amount of weight on my shoulders is going to be more. Why can't I just relax? Because quite frankly, most of you are looking forward to that at some point today, right? You're going to get your Sunday afternoon nap. You're looking forward to that. You get a good meal in your belly there and everything, and then you're good to just rest. We like our rest, don't we? Especially as Americans, right? We take every opportunity and occasion we can to get that rest in, because you know what? We've put in our 40-hour week work and we're ready to lay back and take it easy in some regard there, right? That's what we think about. Hey, when we get to heaven, I'm just going to enjoy the peaceful, tranquil, comfortable paradise that God has given me. Guess what? That's not what God has in store. That's not what God has in store. First instance, I'll be honest, I don't feel too excited about it. But let me share something with you a little bit. You think about those days or those maybe people in this life who are walking around with no sense of purpose. How do they seem? What's their demeanor? What's their disposition? What's their type of behavior like? I don't know about you, but when there is a day in my life where I don't have any sense of agenda or any sense of priority or any sense of purpose to go forward, sometimes we need that rest. Yes, I will agree. But when I don't have a sense of purpose, then I am absolutely miserable in every way. Can I get a witness on that? Yeah? When I don't have something I'm doing, I am wandering around wondering what I can do. And folks, idle hands tend to get into mischief, quite frankly. That's usually what happens. When we're not busy doing something for the Lord, we're busy doing something for ourselves that we shouldn't be doing, folks. And we've lost our sense of purpose even in that. Can I say, in looking forward to the heavenly home that we have for our Lord, I'm glad that He is going to have a definitive purpose for you and I. I'm glad that there's going to be responsibility given that I can serve the King of Kings and Lord of Lords for all eternity. And guess what? It'll be in a capacity that He has uniquely designed for each one of us that's related to the unique designed purpose that He has given us here on this earth. Now you might say, hold on, Pastor, how does that all relate? Well, guess what? Aren't we preparing for heaven? Aren't we preparing for one day when we will meet our Lord and our Savior face to face? And guess what? If there is a definitive purpose here for our lives, what relevance does that purpose then have when we are with Him for all of eternity? How does that relate? You want to know something really neat here? You know, I shared earlier there about how we put all these different priorities and purposes in our lives that really don't carry much weight. Last week, we looked at that account in John chapter 4 with the woman at the well. And I don't know where I'm at with my notes here, so that's okay with it all. But last week, we looked at that. And it was so neat when that woman at the well met our Lord and Savior, that the things that she had in her life that were she was striving to give her a sense of meaning and reason were now set aside, and she found meaning and reason and understanding in her life through the truth of Jesus Christ. Guess what? She also found a new purpose. Isn't that awesome? You'll notice in this passage here, I'm getting way ahead of myself there. And you'll notice in the passage of John chapter 4 there, as we look at that account and we look at what goes on there, here was a woman that came to this well that historically was not at the appropriate time, because it was typically the middle of the day where the men would come and women were not supposed to be there, so it's stated. Maybe she was coming because she had some things that inconvenienced her earlier in her day. Maybe she was coming because she had a motive to meet a new man to give her hopefully some sense of fulfillment. Regardless, she came here with a sense of purpose in her life that was not fulfilling, not legitimate in any way. And guess what happened? She found Jesus. She found truth. And it was through that truth that was declared to her that she found a new purpose for her life. Here she comes getting water. That was her purpose. And guess what? She leaves telling others about Christ. Guess what? That's the same transaction that takes place in each of our lives, folks. When we come to the Lord, when we hear about the truth, when we hear about Him, when we receive that truth, guess what we have given to us? A new sense of purpose. It's fulfilling in every way. How awesome. You know, one of the things I've shared with all of this is it's amazing how God can take a life. He can take one moment in that life. And it is through that moment that He can utilize it to be completely encapsulating of that life and what has taken place. We look at this woman. Isn't it amazing? Oh, we see her past. But what do we know about her? She was a sinner who received a Savior and then went and served that Savior and told others about Him. What an awesome testimony of how God takes a broken individual, heals them, restores them, and uses them. He's done the same thing for each one of us, folks. Isn't it awesome? Each one of us are looking for a clear sense of purpose. We have looked in every different area in this world. But when we look to Christ, that's where we find it. That's where we find that purpose. And it is all fulfilling, all joyful, all complete in every way. Sadly, I think in some of us, initially we have that sense of purpose given to us. And we're grateful, we're thankful, we're joyous in it all. But as time goes on, that sense of purpose tends to fade a little bit, maybe in our lives, as we get distracted by other things. As we start to compound different purposes in our lives, the purposes of God tend to be weighted at the bottom, if you will. You know, A.W. Tozer mentioned upon the conversion of an individual, when we see our Savior and we accept that gift that is being done, there's a transaction and transformation that takes place there. That the man that was is no more. And when the cross of Christ finishes its work in the life of that individual, what is seen afterward and portrayed is Christ Himself. I don't know about you, but there are days where I'm not fulfilling my Father's purpose in my life. And thank God it's not fulfilling for me. Thank God when I am not searching and seeking and discovering and fulfilling the purpose of God for my life, guess what? I'm absolutely miserable. The most miserable person out there in this world today is not the lost person, folks. It's the Christian who's not following his God. It's the Christian who's not serving. And I have had many come up to me and I've talked with many who've questioned their salvation and their assurance, and I've been able to sit down with them and listen to them and hear them out and to encourage them with the fact that, guess what? If you were a lost person and if you weren't saved, then you wouldn't be anxious and worried about whether or not you are saved in it all. Your problem is not your salvation. That's secure in Jesus Christ, not in your works. Your problem is you're not seeking and serving the God that loves you eternally in every aspect in it all. Christ gives an example here, and we see in Matthew chapter 25 and verse 21. His Lord said unto him, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord." We all know that parable of the talents, right? We all see the record of the ones that served faithfully and the ones who did not serve faithfully. One of the things I want to draw out of this is you'll look at this verse and see that God gave a purpose to this individual. This individual was faithful in fulfilling that purpose. And as a result, he was granted the privilege and opportunity to receive greater purpose in his kingdom. I don't know about you, but folks, when we look at this whole series that we're going through, being captured and captivated by heaven, that it's not just about the home we're going to have. It's not just about the hope beyond this life and beyond sin and death and suffering and pain. But it's about the fact that we will have a definitive purpose that will substantiate and bring a sense of life and meaning to us. I'm excited about the purpose that God has awaiting me in heaven. And if anything, it compels me that however more so faithful I need to be here and now. I wonder. I don't know. But I wonder, will we be granted such great purpose in the life to come if we are not faithful with the purpose that He has granted us now? Something to think about. And keep in mind, Christians, and when we look at this, oh, we tend to look at it from this perspective of such overwhelming obligation. Folks, this isn't obligation. When we step out in faith and serve God in the capacity that He's called us to, in the way in which He has designed us, it's opportunity. It's a chance to receive meaning, understanding for our lives, not just purpose, but a sense of life ultimately for us. That's what He wants. He doesn't want to weigh us down with all this responsibility. He wants to give us life. And guess where we're going next with it all? He's not just the way. He's not just the truth. He is the life. And when we find the sense of direction and we see that clear sense of purpose, guess what? We have life in all that it was meant to be. Here and forever. It is without question that our purpose that God has distinctly given us has intrinsic worth and value in both earthly and eternal settings. Having a clear sense of what God's purpose is for each of our lives is of vital necessity. It is of absolute necessity that we carry that purpose out faithfully for the sake of glorifying Him and preparing us for greater purpose in our lives. My question to you this morning, Christians, if you're here, if you're a believer in Christ, if you've trusted Him, do you have a clear sense of purpose for your life? Do you know exactly what it is that God has called you to do? You know, one of the things I see when people come to church and everything like that, I love to see the pews filled. And who doesn't there? I want to see visitors come in. But guess what? You shouldn't be going to a particular church because the music is just what you want. Or because they have great kids' programs or whatever it may be. That's not being guided by God's Spirit. The reason you go where you go is because you're being sent by the One who saved you from the very beginning, that has called you and placed you in a very distinctive place to fulfill a very distinctive purpose. And what an awesome thing to stand and be where you are in your life and say, I know I'm exactly where God wants me to be. I know I'm fulfilling exactly what God wants me to do. And I've not placed my own personal purposes and preferences over top of His. They're under His, folks. Oh, there are purposes that we have to fulfill in this life that truly correspond. Yeah, we have to get a job. Yeah, we have to provide for our families. Yeah, we have to give. We have to, all those different things. But guess what? All those things fall under the threshold of the very purpose of God that He's placed upon our lives. All those very things directly correspond to the very purpose that God has placed upon our lives and are used as instruments to accomplish the greater purpose that He has given us. Do you have a clear sense of purpose today? You know, it's no question we believe, my wife and I, we have examined it over and over the last several months of God's purpose for our lives and how He is directing us. And I can tell you without question that He is leading us new path. And I want to encourage you as a church, when God is moving people, that it is a good thing, folks. We don't like to deal with the discouragement and more responsibility. We don't like to deal with the troubles and the changes and the trials that we'll incur. But guess what? God is utilizing all that to refine you and I to accomplish His purpose and plan. And guess what? Just as Paul told the Philippian saints in Philippians chapter 1, we can be confident of this very thing, that He that hath begun a good work will continue it, will accomplish it unto the day of Jesus Christ. Guess what? When God's moving, you don't need to worry, folks. He provides. He provides. He is faithful. There is no temptation or trial or test that is taking you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful. And those are the times when we don't see discouragement or chaos or division or confusion or all that. Those are the times when we see God work mightily through it all. You should be excited about that. You should be encouraged by that. Folks, the times when we see chaos, confusion, division, dysfunctionality is when it's not God moving and working, it's Satan. And that's when people separate. That's when the work of God is hindered. Can I encourage you as church? Can I encourage you as individuals? Don't be a part of the plan of Satan. Be a part of the plan of our God. Coming together in unity and in strength to accomplish the purpose that He has called you to. This morning, I leave you with that. There's one final verse here that I'd like to give you. And it's not up there. But where are you at with all of that, Christians, this morning? Do you have a clear sense of purpose for your life? Is your life being directed by God? Is it that sense of truth that points you to discovering what your purpose is? Where are you at this morning? Can you know for sure today that where you are, what you're doing, where you're at, is exactly what God has called you to? Are you fulfilling that purpose? If you're here today and you're not a believer in Christ, folks, this makes no sense to you. But I can encourage you with this, that if you're here and you're a lost person, you've never trusted Christ as your Savior, you're trying to fill your life with a sense of purpose through all these different things that this world has to offer. And guess what? It won't work. It won't give you life. It will rob you of life, folks. It's not that those things are wrong inherently within themselves. There's nothing wrong with experiencing the different pleasures of life within the appropriate context. But when we're dependent on those things for our sense of meaning, for our sense of direction, for our sense of joy and happiness, guess what? What you're going to find out is it doesn't produce a fulfillment. It produces only an insatiable hunger for more every time. And I can tell you that when you bow your knee before the throne of heaven at the Savior's feet and you trust in what He has done for you almost 2,000 years ago, you accept that love and that sacrifice that has been made on your behalf. Oh, you will find meaning and understanding beyond measure. You will find peace that is unparalleled in every way. You will find purpose that extends not just to this earthly setting, but for all of eternity. For all of eternity. Would you bow with me in prayer this morning? Father,